Hey everyone, welcome to Builder's Briefing for February 20th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. We've got a packed one today. Google just dropped a model that's turning heads. Anthropic and OpenAI are tightening the screws on access, and there's a wave of developer tools worth knowing about.
Yeah, it's one of those days where the landscape shifts a little under your feet. Let's get into it.
All right, the big story.
Google shipped Gemini 3.1 Pro, and the benchmarks are genuinely noteworthy. It doubled its predecessor's Arc AGI 2 score to just over 77%. That's a reasoning benchmark specifically designed to test novel logic, not memorized patterns. And of SweeBench, the gold standard for autonomous coding, it matches Claude Opus 4.6.
Wait, matches Opus 4.6? That's... Okay, so the gap between Google and Anthropic on coding just went to zero. That's a big deal for anyone building coding agents or dev tools right now.
Exactly, and the API is live right now in Google AI Studio and Vertex AI. You could literally swap it into your eval pipeline this afternoon. So if you've been locked into Anthropic or OpenAI for your coding workflows, you now have a credible third option with Google's infrastructure behind it.
Right, and what's wild is the velocity here. Google went from 3 to 3.1 in months, not years. That compression of the reasoning gap between the top labs, it just keeps accelerating. If you're building on a single provider, you're basically betting that one horse stays in front forever.
Which brings us to the practical takeaway. Abstract your model layer now. The provider that's best for your use case today might not be the one in 3 months. We'll come back to that at the end.
Makes total sense. What else is happening in the model world?
A couple of access crackdowns that are going to bite people. First, OpenAI's codex rate limits are hitting hard on Plus plans. You get about 36 hours of usage, then a 3-day cooldown. If your team is relying on codex for daily coding work, that's going to interrupt you mid-sprint.
3 days? That's brutal. So basically, Pro or API is the only realistic path if you're using it for anything production adjacent.
Yeah, factor that into your tooling budget now, not when it surprises you. And on the Anthropic side, they've explicitly banned piping Claude access through personal subscriptions into apps or internal tools. That's now against their terms of service.
I know a lot of teams are doing exactly that, honestly, using personal subs as a cheap workaround. So if that's you, migrate to proper API keys with usage-based billing before enforcement hits.
There's also some interesting research showing that multilingual LLM guardrails are way weaker than most people assume. Safety layers and summarization quality degrade significantly in non-English languages. So if you're shipping to multilingual markets, your safety net probably has holes you haven't tested for.
That's a quiet but serious one. Build language-specific evals, not just English ones. Don't assume your guardrails translate.
Switching over to security, Meta and several other AI firms are restricting a tool called OpenClaw. It's this viral agentic AI tool that's been getting locked down because of unpredictable autonomous behavior.
That's interesting because it's basically a preview of the compliance walls that are coming for anyone building with agentic frameworks. If the big labs are nervous about it, that tells you something.
Exactly. If you're building agents, sandbox them properly and log every single action. This is the direction the industry is heading.
So on the DevTools side, anything stand out?
A few good ones. First, Upstash ships something called Context 7. It's an MCP server that feeds up-to-date documentation directly to your AI code editor. So if your coding agent keeps hallucinating outdated APIs, this is the fix. It solves the stale context problem for fast-moving libraries.
Oh, that's huge! Stale docs are like the number one reason AI-assisted coding falls apart on anything that's not a stable, well-known framework. Link in the briefing for that one, I assume?
Yep, link in the briefing. Also worth flagging, Electrobun hit version 1. It's a new Electron alternative for cross-platform desktop apps in TypeScript, promising way smaller bundles and faster startup. If you're tired of shipping 200 megabyte downloads, take a look. But it's a V1, so you're an early adopter.
As someone who's shipped Electron apps and cried about the bundle size, I'm intrigued but cautious. What about that Rust LLM framework? I saw Rig pop up.
Yeah, Rig is a Rust-native framework for building modular LLM applications. It's gaining traction on GitHub.
If you're building high-throughput AI pipelines where Python's overhead actually matters, it gives you a typed, performant foundation. Not for everyone, but for the right use case, it's compelling.
Love seeing the Rust ecosystem grow for AI workloads. And I noticed Let's Encrypt has a new DNS challenge model too.
DNS Persist 1 simplifies automated certificate management, especially for multi-tenant SaaS provisioning certs at scale. Less pain than the existing DNS 1 challenges. If that's your world, you'll appreciate it.
All right, give us the quick hits.
NVIDIA's Blackwell Ultra broke 15 years of FP64 segmentation, worth reading up on if you care about GPU compute tiers. Minecraft Java is switching from OpenGL to Vulkan, which signals broader Vulkan adoption across the industry. And there's a cool open-source project called FreeMoCap that does motion capture with just a webcam. All links in the briefing.
The Minecraft Vulkan thing is low-key, a big signal. When the biggest Java game in the world moves rendering APIs, the ecosystem follows.
So here's the takeaway for the week. The top of the leaderboard is now a three-horse race. Gemini 3.1 Pro matching Opus 4.6 on Sui Bench. While Anthropic tightens subscription rules, it means your model abstraction layer just went from nice-to-have to load-bearing infrastructure.
If you can swap models with a config change, you ship better products at lower cost. If you can't, you're locked in and exposed.
So this week, invest in making your model provider swappable. Use a router like LightLLM, or build your own thin adapter. The builders who have that flexibility are going to win.
Solid advice. The race is getting tighter every month.
That's it for today's Builders Briefing. All the links and details are in the show notes. We'll be back tomorrow to see what shifts next. Until then, go build something.
See you all tomorrow. Happy shipping.